Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the 98th Annual Academy Awards were held on Sunday night, and Apple had 6 nominations in total going into the festivities, and it's now won its first Oscar in 3 years, thanks to F1 the Movie. F1 the Movie is the highest-grossing sports film of all time, Apple's biggest theatrical success ever, and now it can add Academy Award winner to its accolades. F1 took home the prize for Best Sound, beating out Frankenstein, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Surratt. Apple entered the Oscars with 6 nominations in total. F1 was nominated for Best Picture, Best Sound, Best Visual Effects, and Best Editing. The Lost Bus was nominated for Best Visual Effects, and Come See Me in the Good Light was up for Best Documentary Feature Film. These 6 nominations represented a notable improvement over 2025, when Apple received 0 nominations for any of its films. In 2024, Apple had a strong showing heading into the ceremony with 13 nominations, but it came away empty-handed with 0 wins. Apple won an Oscar in 2023 for The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse, but its biggest Oscar achievement was the year before, when Coda made a surprise win for Best Picture. The last couple of years have brought a revamp of Apple's strategy for movies, and so far that seems to be paying off with the success of F1 and the lineup of films coming throughout the rest of this year. Next up today, expectations have been running high with what iFixit would find when it opened up the MacBook Neo. As it turns out, all of those expectations have been met, and then some. iFixit has concluded that the MacBook Neo is the, quote, most repairable Mac in 14 years. The teardown praises easy access to the battery, the speakers, the USB-C ports, and even the trackpad. On most modern laptops, iFixit says that at least one of those parts is buried under something else. But with the MacBook Neo, Apple provides easy access. And speaking of the battery, iFixit says that unlike other MacBooks, where the battery is either glued to the case or held in place by adhesive strips, the MacBook Neo's battery is simply screwed down to a tray. Granted, there are still 18 screws, so it's not an easy process, but it's better than messing with glue or adhesive. During the disassembly of the keyboard, iFixit says that users need to remove 41 screws, but still, the team praises the ability to get the keyboard out at all. Ultimately, when all is said and done, iFixit gives the MacBook Neo a 6 out of 10 on its repairability scale, making it the most repairable MacBook in 14 years, concluding, quote, "If Apple wants a shot at the education market, it can't just build a cheaper MacBook. It has to build one that can survive student life and come back from it. Cracked screens, tired batteries, damaged ports, sticky keys. These aren't edge cases in a classroom. They're the job description, and Apple seems to understand that." End quote. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. If you're working on taxes right now, your Mac probably has everything. Returns, invoices, receipts, and years of financial records. If you use iCloud, your files are synced across devices. On an iPhone, that also includes device backups. On a Mac, it mostly keeps things in sync, and that works well for access. But if your Mac failed tonight, could you restore everything tomorrow? Time Machine is excellent, but it requires a local drive. That's where Backblaze comes in. Backblaze runs automatically in the background and creates an off-site backup of your entire Mac with version history, including external drives. You install it once, and you're set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for automatic offsite protection. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. In other news today, yesterday we talked about the launch of AirPods Max 2 and all of the new features enabled by the H2 chip, including adaptive audio, conversation awareness, live translation, and more. There are, however, plenty of things about AirPods Max 2 that haven't changed, including some of the more controversial elements of the design. AirPods Max 2 look identical to their predecessor, and they weigh exactly the same as they did before. so they weigh 13.6 ounces or 386.2 grams. So if you found AirPods Max to be too heavy, that unfortunately hasn't changed at all with AirPods Max 2. They also don't fold up like most over-ear headphones for easier storage, so they're still going to take up an abnormal amount of space in your backpack. Another controversial aspect of AirPods Max that's unchanged with this revision is the smart case. When you place AirPods Max 2 into the smart case, they'll enter the same ultra-low power state as before. There's no overall change to the functionality or the form factor of that case. Battery life for AirPods Max 2 is exactly the same, at up to 20 hours of listening time on a single charge with ANC enabled. However, for the first time, Apple is advertising that AirPods Max 2 can get up to an hour and a half of listening time with a 5-minute charge. And finally, while some people had held out hope that Apple might bring wireless lossless playback to AirPods Max, that's not the case with this update. AirPods Max only support lossless audio and ultra-low latency audio when connected with USB-C. AirPods Max 2 will be available to order on March 25th for $549, with the first orders arriving in early April. Running out today, Beats and Nike are teaming up for their first ever hardware collaboration. The new PowerBeats Pro 2 Nike Special Edition blend Beats and Nike design as part of what's described as a first-of-its-kind collaboration for Apple's subsidiary. The new PowerBeats Pro 2 feature the signature Beats logo on the left earbud and the iconic Nike swoosh on the right earbud. Beats describes this as a landmark design shift, marking the first time that it has ever, quote, shared its iconic earbud real estate with a partner, end quote. The new earbuds come in a matte black color, paired with a volt-speckled charging case. And when you open that case, you'll see Nike's Just Do It tagline printed across the top. In terms of specs and features, these are the same PowerBeats Pro 2 that Beats launched last year, so they feature a built-in heart rate monitor, an in-ear design with wraparound ear hooks, Apple's H2 audio chip, and more. They'll be available to order on Friday for $250 on Apple's website. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.